Higher prices and fewer choices, the conclusion of the latest study of advertised rents nationally by property website daft.ie between July and September. It was the 15th consecutive quarterly rise and brought the average monthly rent sought nationally to just under €2,000 a month. That's over 7% more than this time last year. In Dublin, the average rent is €2,446 a month. Ronan Lyons is an economist at Trinity College Dublin and author of the daft.ie rental price report for the third quarter this year. Ronan, good morning again. Up and up, tell us more.
Yeah, so in some ways it might sound a bit like Groundhog Day, the same news. As you mentioned, it's 15 quarters in a row of rising rents in the open market. I guess the big differences now are that in general across the country, inflation is cooling a little bit. That's sort of good news. If you take, say, Wexford, for example, rents were going up this time last year by 12%. Now they're going up by 7%. But they're still going up by 7%. It's still very much an imbalance between strong demand and weak supply. The big change, though, is in Dublin, where there had been significant amounts of new supply coming onto the market over the last 18 months or so. It's not turned off overnight, but it's slowing down. And with that slowdown in new rental housing, the largely stable rents or close to stable rents over the last 12 to 18 months in the capital are over, and rents are rising again. They're up in the capital 5%, 5.2% year on year. Whereas, say, at the start of the year or in last year, we were talking maybe about 2% increases in rents.
Yes, but all these rises are way above inflation. Why?
Ultimately, this is about how many rental homes there are, given how many renters we have. And this, I guess, it ties to the political element, in that social housing and owner-occupied housing have been big priorities for the government, and indeed the big priorities for all of the major political parties. But the rental housing has not been a priority. And we haven't seen, other than, as I mentioned, the addition of new rental housing in Dublin over the last couple of years, we haven't seen any change in the stock of rental homes elsewhere in the country. And with a growing population, and indeed with the demographic structure of the population, longer time, say pre-family, that leads to a bigger fraction of the population that's going to rent. So we need more rental homes, but we haven't got them. And that's ultimately what's going on here.
Lots of promises on housing from lots of politicians in the run-up to the election. You've been watching and listening. What are they offering renters?
So that, for me, is the challenge, that we have now clear evidence from the last 18 months alone in Ireland that additional supply helps the rental markets. And that's the reason why Dublin was seeing very little inflation when other places were seeing 15 or 20% inflation year on year. But none of the parties is talking about how we get tens of thousands of new market rent homes all across the country, not just in Dublin. Every city, every town in Ireland needs these. Nobody's talking about that. The political solutions that have been tried in the last couple of years are making rent controls tighter, which is good for sitting tenants, but bad for the sector as a whole, or indeed some other trying to keep existing landlords in, which of course can help at the margin, but that's not about adding new rental homes, which is really what the country needs.
Ronan, before I let you go, what on earth is going on in Limerick? Inflation up, it's nearly 20%. Rising in rents there.
Yeah, so in Limerick, we've seen very strong economic growth in the city and almost no new supply. And both in the sales market and the rental markets, Limerick has gone from being a city that's significantly cheaper than the other major cities to being roughly on a par with Cork and Galway now in the rental market, if you look at average rents. So it's strong. It's even stronger demand than elsewhere in the country. But unfortunately, very weak supply.
Ronan, thank you. That's Ronan Lyons, economist at Trinity College Dublin and author of the daft.ie rental price report.